Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Populist Delusion by Nima Parvini is a short political theory and elite theory book that challenges the assumption that modern democracies are ruled by the will of the people. Drawing on historical sociology, political philosophy, and the work of thinkers such as James Burnham, it argues that organized elites, not mass opinion, shape political outcomes. The book is written as an accessible introduction to elite theory rather than as a technical academic monograph. And it aims to explain how power is distributed in contemporary states, especially in the United States. Its central interest is not electoral rhetoric, but the underlying mechanisms through which authority is exercised by administrative, managerial, and institutional actors. Because of that focus, the book appeals to readers who want a concise framework for understanding why popular sovereignty often appears weaker in practice than in democratic ideals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book rejects the idea of popular sovereignty as a political reality. Parvini begins from a deliberately anti-populist premise: the people may be the symbolic source of legitimacy in modern democracies, but they are not the real rulers. The argument is that organized minorities consistently dominate disorganized majorities because power requires coordination, expertise, institutional access, and continuity over time. This is the book's most important conceptual move, since it shifts analysis away from elections as proof of control and toward the structures that shape decisions before they ever reach the ballot box. In this view, public opinion matters far less than conventional democratic language suggests. The book uses that claim to explain why political systems can preserve democratic rituals while still being directed by relatively small elite groups. The practical effect of this framework is to make readers question the gap between formal participation and actual influence, especially in complex states where policy is made by specialists, administrators, and party insiders rather than the general public. Secondly, administrative bureaucracy replaces parliament as the main site of sovereignty. A major theme in the book is the rise of administrative bureaucracy and the decline of parliamentary sovereignty as the true center of political authority. Parvini presents modern governance as increasingly located in agencies, bureaus, and managerial institutions that draft rules, interpret regulations, and implement policy with limited direct democratic oversight. This is not just a complaint about government size. It is a structural argument about where power has moved. In the book's account, the visible legislature often becomes secondary to a deeper apparatus of administration that can shape outcomes more effectively than elected representatives. This shift matters because bureaucratic institutions are durable, specialized, and insulated from electoral turnover. The result is a political order in which decision-making becomes technical and managerial, not openly contested in the way populist narratives assume. By emphasizing this development, the book connects elite theory to modern state capacity, showing how control can expand even when democratic legitimacy remains formally intact. Thirdly, managerial elites form a distinct ruling class in modern society. Parvini draws heavily on the idea that modern elites are not simply old aristocracies in a new costume, but a managerial class shaped by the needs of large organizations. This class is associated with administrative competence, coordination, and institutional management, rather than with traditional landed wealth or overtly hereditary status. The book treats this managerial layer as central to both government and industry, arguing that the same habits of thought appear across public agencies and corporate structures. That comparison is crucial because it suggests that modern power is exercised through C-tok-mu-tok-next in both state and private sectors, planning, supervision, risk management, and bureaucratic control. The result is a political order governed by people trained to administer systems rather than represent populations. Parvini uses this idea to explain why elite theory remains relevant in an age that often portrays itself as meritocratic or democratic. Instead of dispersing power broadly, modern institutions may simply select a new kind of elite better suited to running complex systems. Fourthly, revolution is presented as a cycle driven by elite failure and legitimacy collapse. The book also studies how political orders break down, using a theory of revolutionary change associated with James Burnham. Rather than treating revolution as the spontaneous uprising of the masses, Parvini presents it as a condition created by elite weakness, fragmentation, and loss of confidence. Revolution becomes likely when ruling groups cannot adapt to new social and technological forces, when they stop recruiting capable outsiders, when they lose belief in their own legitimacy, or when they no longer defend the prevailing order with sufficient resolve. This is an important corrective to romantic views of mass upheaval, because it places the decisive pressure inside the elite itself. The implication is that regimes fall not simply because people are unhappy, but because rulers can no longer govern effectively or justify why they should rule. The book therefore treats political change as an internal crisis of leadership and cohesion, not merely a contest between rulers and ruled. That makes its analysis especially focused on institutional resilience and elite reproduction. Lastly, the book is a concise introduction to elite theory for readers interested in dissident political analysis. As a work of political writing, The Populist Delusion stands out because it is short, direct, and designed to make elite theory readable for a broad audience. It does not try to build an exhaustive academic system or provide a neutral survey of all democratic theories. Instead, it gives readers a compact interpretive lens for understanding politics through the lens of power, organization, and leadership selection. That makes it especially useful for readers who want a first serious encounter with elite theory, or for those trying to understand arguments common in dissident right and reactionary political discussion. Its value lies in clarity. It presents a simple thesis, traces its implications across bureaucracy, class structure, and regime change, and ties it to a recognizable line of thought in modern political philosophy. Compared with more theoretical or heavily scholarly books, it is more accessible and polemical, but also more focused. Readers come away with a framework rather than a data-heavy study, which is part of its appeal and its distinctiveness. In conclusion, The Populist Delusion is best suited to readers interested in political theory, elite theory, state power, and critiques of democratic self-government. It is especially useful for anyone who wants a compact introduction to the argument that modern politics is shaped less by mass voters than by organized elites, administrative systems, and managerial institutions, readers with a background in political science, history, public policy, or contemporary ideological debate will find it most rewarding. But it is also accessible enough for general readers who want a clear conceptual map of how power operates. Its main benefit is not empirical detail alone, but the way it reframes common assumptions about democracy, bureaucracy, and legitimacy. Compared with broader books on political corruption or populism, it is more explicitly centered on elite theory and the continuity of ruling minorities. Compared with academic treatments, it is more concise and polemical. That combination makes it stand out as an accessible, ideologically sharp primer rather than a neutral textbook. It offers readers a compact but forceful way to rethink who really governs modern society. If you would like to support Nima Parvini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.